Welcome to Activate, your next level mindset podcast. I am your host, Coach Paul Ibarra, helping you reframe your mindset and activate your purpose so that you can live your life of freedom. So, the title for today's topic is On Your Way. And what I want to cover is the three steps that have helped me in my life to understand that I'm on my way. And what do I mean by on my way? That I'm in motion, that I am committed, that I am in momentum, and I am on my way towards the goals that I've set. I'm on my way to my business being prosperous. I'm on my way in my ministry, in all of these different areas. Because sometimes, if you agree, let me know. But there are those times when we feel like we're in motion and we're doing all of these things. But sometimes we may feel like, man, I just don't feel like I'm moving anywhere. Maybe I just feel that, but maybe I need to understand that I am in motion and that I am going to that next level that God has planned for me, or that my spouse is encouraging me to do, whatever that may be. And listen, every single one of us who are on the move, who have jobs, who have careers, who have all these, you know, things in life, I think everyone battles in that area at times, right? And so I'm gonna drop three points in this conversation, and then we're just going to freestyle, okay? Number one, one of the steps that has helped me to understand that I am in motion, that I am on my way to the end result, is number one is not being distracted by what I see. To not be distracted by what I see. Now, I get that from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 1, all right? So look it up for yourself, right? But understanding that these steps will definitely truly help you through these moments, through these times, is understanding that you're not distracted by what you see. Now, when God was speaking to Jeremiah, Jeremiah said, I'm a youth. I mean, I'm looking at all these people. What am I going to bring to these people? How am I going to bring this to these people? I am just a simple youth. Well, here's the clue. God is telling him, and he's telling us today, do not be distracted by what you see. Now, what do I mean by that? Point A, social media. So many times, including myself, we're comparing ourselves on social media with other people. Not everyone, but that's one of the challenges that we face. Well, their family looks like they're so happy, and look at that new car that they've got, and look at how their business is prospering, and look at all of the contacts that they have, and all of these things that go on. And so the point that I'm making is that has helped me is social media is my tool, not my gauge. It isn't something that I mirror, right? And what I mean by that is I don't look at someone else's success as my downfall. I look at their success. When I see someone else prospering in a way that they're rocking business, I'm like, you know what? That's awesome, because we're all trying to get to the same place, just in different lanes, in different paths. We all have different goals. We all want different results, right? And so in this, not being distracted what I see or what you see, and remember that social media is your tool, not your gauge. And this also goes besides social media, right? Besides social media, you may be looking at your neighbors saying, well, man, they just got a new car. They got this new lawn. They got this. They got that. It's okay to look at things and say, you know what? I want my yard to look like that. I want my marriage to look like their marriage. I want my home to be established like their home. Those things are okay. Those are awesome. But they're tools that you use. But when I say don't use them as your gauge, what I mean by that is the whole comparison syndrome. Well, I'm going to go get that because they got that. No, use it as a gauge saying, okay, if they did that, you know what? I can do something similar because you have a special gift. We talked about this last week, about you being unique in your gifts, being unique in the way that God has called you, right? So the next point that I want to talk about is, this is point B, your focus is greater than your current circumstance. This is where you come to understand, this is how I know that I'm on my way, when your focus is greater than your current circumstance. Your vision, the end result that you see in your mind. And remember, your end result doesn't always end up exactly the way you intended it to look like, right? Your results don't always turn out exactly that. They don't always turn out exactly how you drew it out, right? But your focus is greater than your current circumstance. So it goes back to not distracted by what you see. You're staying laser focused on everything that you know that you need to be doing this season. You know exactly where you're going. You know that this is the vision and the call that God had on your life. And so you are executing it, and you are executing it well by staying focused. Now, everything isn't always going to be perfect, but as long as you're focused, that your focus is greater than your current circumstance, that's where we want to go. All right. The next one, point C, the chatter that's in your life. That's one of the greatest things that I used to be bogged down with, was all of the chatter. That chatter that's in your life, and I'm talking about the negative chatter. I'm talking about the chatter that people are like, man, you know, I don't know why you're even trying to do this, this business, because other people are doing the same thing. All of that chatter, that's what it is it's chatter. It's chatter in your mind. It's chatter from other people. It's chatter from everything. And that's what it is. It's chatter. That's why it's called chatter. It's this noise that's in your ear. And so when you're able to zone out the chatter, when you're able to really truly say, you know what, I'm not going to be bogged down by this chatter, right? That chatter becomes less influential, because it becomes an influence in our life. I hope this makes sense, right? Because here's the thing, this is proof, and I'm just going to be totally transparent. I'm going to be totally raw. I've got two live viewers in this room, but I'm speaking to each person as if they're one. I'm speaking to each person as if there's 1,000, right? I'm speaking to the 1,000 as if they're the one. This is where we have to stay focused on why we do what we do. Why do we parent? Why do we want a house? Why do we want to be married? Why do we want to start this business? It's staying focused, and that your focus is greater than your current circumstance, and that the chatter becomes less influential, right? Let me know if this makes sense to you so that we can keep going. But these are tips and tools that have helped me through my life, that have really, truly taken me, my mindset, to a whole new level, because that's what this podcast is all about. It's about activating your next level mindset, because in order to get to your next level in life, no matter what age you are, and I'm not talking about money, I'm not talking about status, I'm talking about the mindset. How do we activate the mindset to get to that next level? It's by using the things in life that have taught us, the things that we're learning from, those crazy situations and circumstances. That's where we want to put our focus on. How do I fix this? How do I improve this? And what things am I not going to do anymore? Right? So these are all areas that will help you to understand that you are on your way. All right. So this is bullet point number two. Your tribe sees you clearly. What does that mean? The community that you rock with, whether it's social media, a local community, whatever that is, right? They see you clearly. What that means is, if you see yourself clearly and you remove the clutter from your life, and you're coming on purpose, now you're more intentional. Now you're activating certain things in your life that you may not have activated before. Because one of the things that I've learned in life. And it used to offend me so much when somebody would say, you know, you've changed. And I used to get upset when I heard that. I ain't changed. I'm still Paul. But if somebody was to tell me that today, you've changed. I'm like, yeah, I have. Thank you for noticing that. Why? Because I want to serve you well. I want to serve you better. I want to serve the people in my tribe and in my community a whole lot better. I want to improve in the areas of my life. Not that I'm better, but I want to serve well. I want to serve at a higher standard. I want to serve at a different mindset. Does that make sense? Your tribe sees you clearly. And that's where a lot of things will change in your life. So we're going to move forward. Okay. And if you have any questions, you have any comments, throw them in the chat stream so that we can engage. All right. Point number two to understand that you are on your way is that your tribe sees you clearly. And how do they see you clearly? Repurpose your content. Here's what that means. When I do my lives, I don't just stop there. I will download my live video. I will get it either transcribed or I'll get bullet points from that. And I will use that same content for something else. So all of my authors out there, whether, you know, please don't look at this as, well, I'm an author or I'm this or that. It doesn't only pertain to just business. It pertains to ministry. It pertains to writing books. It pertains to every area of your life to repurpose your content. So if you're writing a book, maybe you do a video, right? And you can take that video and you can literally transcribe it. You can get that on a Word doc and now you can start pulling out chapters from that content. Or you can turn that content into a podcast. You can turn it into a blog. If you like to write and you're not there yet, you're a little bit afraid to write that book, start a blog. You can start blogs today for free. Right? You can get domains for very cheap. Again, I just recently launched this blog. So again, if you need that blog weekly, go to kingdomlinkednetwork.com. You can hit that subscribe, right? But if you are a blogger, understand that you can put your content in a blog. From that blog, now you can extract it and now you can create a book or you can create a PDF. You can create a download. You can create ministry from all of these things, right? Maggie, thank you so much for coming in. You are the bomb.com and you are absolutely right. Yes, start where you are at and repurpose. Repurpose. I can't stress that enough to people. Repurpose. Does it take a little bit more work? Yes. However, repurpose it and save it. Archive it, put it in an external hard drive. These are the tips that will let you know that you are definitely on your way because you want to bring great content, not only for yourself, but for the people that you serve. All right. So along with number two, your tribe sees you clearly. Point B, you are partnering with a few folks. Now, let me touch on that a little bit more deep. When you collaborate with something, right? When you collaborate with someone, you are being seen in different areas. So with that being said, I just have to remind myself and remind you that Friday for Freestyle Friday, we have a special guest, Vendetta Thomas, at 11 a.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Central this Friday. She's coming on. We're going to talk about this boot camp and a summit that her and I did that I was part of. And she is launching that boot camp this next week. And so she said, hey, do you want to do some kind of a video or something and help me? I said, absolutely. So she is coming on Friday. She is our special guest. And I'm telling you, you do not want to miss this because she is the bomb.com. So here's what I'm talking about partnering with other people. I've partnered with Maggie Cavanaugh that's here live on Facebook. I've partnered with her, right? And us together, we're building this tribe, separate communities, but we're seen together, right? And we're partnering together. Melissa Dias, we partnered a year ago. She's my virtual assistant. So if you need a virtual assistant, reach out to Virtual Solutions, all right? It's because you're partnering that you're seen in other places. Collaboration is key. Now, here's the hard part about partnering is this. When you are in too many places, too much, you will get exhausted. So it's okay to partner, to come on to someone's broadcast or podcast, or help them in a volunteering at maybe a church, helping in a school, or any of those types of areas, right? But when you're too many places, you're going to get exhausted. So have balance in that. Have balance in that. I myself, as I was on Maggie's broadcast, Keys to Your Best Life, I had to say, listen, I've got so many things going on. I've got so many things coming up for 2022. I've got to pull back. And she understood that. Why? Because we understand rest. We understand focus. We understand the same like-mindedness in Christ. Amen? So we have to have balance. We have to pace ourselves. So I'm going to stop and look at Scott's message. I'm listening as one message from God speaking through your word. What is my calling? Only the Almighty has the answer. I'm on the journey and so excited. I can hardly wait for his guidance, for I am changed for the repurpose. Amen. See that? Boom shaka. I love it. And yes, Vandetta Thomas is amazing. And Maggie is saying, yes, true story, because she knows what it is to have spiritual burnout, right? Melissa saying, thank you, Maggie Cavanaugh. Love you too. You have to pace yourself. There is a time and a season for everything. Balance is key. I mean, there's so many comments coming into the chat stream. So I think I'm actually going to leave this part in the Apple podcast, because people need to know that you can also join us live on facebook.com/coachpaulibarra. Hit that follow button and get those notifications on so that when I do go live, you are able to see me here. That's 7 a.m. Mountain Time. So moving forward, all right, does any of this make sense? And if you've only come in on the part two, then go back and watch the replay, all right? So point number three, in helping you to understand that you are on your way, you are consistent, and you are determined. Now, what does the consistency entail for your life? Now, I know this is where some people look at me and go, Coach Paul, I don't understand how you get up so early in the morning to do what you do. And you may not understand, right? And that's okay. It may not make sense to you why I wake up at 3:30 in the morning. But one of the things that helped me was rising before the sun rises. This is where in my life, I'm able to be done 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm done. But even prior to that, I have my list of 5 to 7 things of my goals that I do daily. And literally, I'm usually done with my list before most people are waking up out of bed. I'm serious, because it's a clear mindset. You wake up. Here's my routine to keep me consistent. Y'all want to know what my routine is the minute that I wake up? Here's what it is. Number one, I wake up, my alarm goes off. I jump in that shower, wakes me up. I'm thanking God. 12 minutes later, I'm in the kitchen. I hit that Keurig button. My coffee's being brewed. 4 minutes after that, and I'm telling you, this is timed all the way down. By 4:03, I'm in my living room, my family room, and I have my fireplace running when it's winter. Not so much because I'm cold, because I love to see the fire. It helps me think. I sit there. I drink one cup of coffee. No phone, no lights on, just a fire. And I'm literally sipping my coffee and I'm talking to God. Thanking God for my day. thanking God for another day of life, thanking God for my family, for my son. And right about 4:13, 4:15, somewhere around there, that's when I know, okay, it's time to get up. I put my empty cup of coffee down. I come down to the lab. This is my lab right here. Then I get my day going. Some people write their goals for the day the night before. I'm getting into that habit, but normally I'll sit down, I'll get my post-it, and I'll say, okay, wake up in a word. I'm doing this, I'm doing that, meeting with clients, going for my walks. And I have five to seven different goals. And then I start preparing for my first live stream, which is facebook.com/wakeupintheword. It's a morning devotional that we do 5 days a week. Some of y'all are part of that tribe. I get that going. And if I have time, then I'm working on my blog. I'm working on some technical stuff, or I'm editing a podcast. Once I'm done with that, then my day starts. So from 3:30 to 6 o'clock, that's 2.5 hours. All of those things have taken place, but that gets my mind. It's a routine. And when you fall off of your routine and when you fall off discipline, go back to your routine, because that's what will save your day and it will save your life. But if there's no routine, right? The Bible says it this way: people who have no vision cast off all restraint. What does that mean? Restraint is a seatbelt. People who have no vision for their day or for their months or for the year are careless. When you hit that vehicle in a car and you have no seatbelt, guess what? You're either going to die or you're going to get hurt. But with the restraint, it restrains you to stay focused. That's what the Bible is really talking about. Staying focused are people that have vision, right? On what do I need to do to stay safe and safeguard my heart, my mind, my soul, my spirit, all of those different things, all right? So consistency, waking up earlier than the sun rises. B, routine is unchanging. Flexible, but unwavering. That means not settling. Not settling for anything that's coming. I am determined every day to get at least 10 to 12,000 steps a day. So what does that require of me? That requires of me going and walking at least 3 times a day. That's 2,500 steps per walk that I normally do. That already brings me up to 7,500 steps. The rest of those steps are around my house, going to the store, functioning, a little bit of workout, stretching, all of that. And then if I go for the fourth time, I'm good to go, right? Because each trip is anywhere from 2,500 to 3,000 steps. That covers my 10,000 steps in the first few hours of my day. Then everything else comes a little bit easier because now it's just me strolling, right? But I've gotten in so much of a habit walking that when I don't walk, I get frustrated. I'm like, I need to go for a walk. I need to go smell the air. I need to see the trees. I need to go see my ducks. I need to see these things, right? Routine is unwavering. You can be flexible, but you have to stay consistent and determined for those things to happen and not settling. C, out of point number 3, you're able to yield, pause, and or stop at any cost when you are in motion. This comes back to the focus part. Because when you're focused and you have less distractions, when you have less chatter in your mind, you are able to stop, pause, and turn left. When you have all this stuff going on and your irons are in all kinds of fires, you're going, I can't do that because God, I got all these plates that are spinning. When you begin to remove those plates, this was me years ago. I thought being busy was productive. Now being productive is focusing on 1 to 3 things a day. There's goals that are attached, 5 to 7 goals, sometimes 10 goals. But my focus is number one, when it's my client day, I'm focused on my clients. When it's my editing day, I'm focused on my editing. When it's my blogging day, I focus on my blog, all of these different areas of my life. And so I am praying that this has helped you today. Okay. So I'm just going to do a quick review on the three steps to understand that you are on your way. And if some of them don't rock with you, that's fine. These are tips that have helped me and it helps my clients as well. Number one, do not be distracted by what you see. Scripture reference is Jeremiah chapter 1. Remember, social media is your tool, not your gauge. Your focus is greater than your current circumstance, and the chatter becomes less influential. That's point number one of understanding that you're on your way and you're focused. Two, your tribe sees you clearly. Because you're repurposing your content, you can use Wave, TikTok, Reels, blogs, all of those different things, and you are partnering with a few folks. You're getting yourself some exposure, but you're not overexhausting yourself. That's how you know that you're on your way. Point number three, consistent. You are determined to stay consistent. You're waking up earlier than other people, right? Or if you're that late night owl, that's fine. Whatever's going to rock with you, whatever your schedule is, but stay determined, right? It just works for me to be up early. Routine is unchanging, flexible, but unwavering, and you're not settling. And then C, able to yield, pause, or stop at any cost when you are in motion. All right. So those are the tips that I have today. I pray that these have helped you. And also, I want to offer my free download of my 3-day breakthrough formula. I've gotten so much feedback from this boot camp that is just astronomical. It's just totally like people are like, oh my God, this totally blew my mind. So it's the breakthrough formula. You can go to lifecoachpaul.com and get that free download. All right. You go to my homepage, you click the top banner, it'll say the breakthrough formula, and it'll take you where you hit that subscribe button. You get 3 videos, you get all the PDFs so that you can follow along with it. It's a total free download. I want to be able to serve you well. I want to get these tools in your hand to help you get through your breakthrough with consistency. All right. And remember, Friday at 11 a.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, Vandetta Thomas will be live with me and we'll be discussing her boot camp and launching that puppy in a digital course so that you can continue to be set free. So, has this activated you today? Let me know in the chat stream if this has activated you to get you to your next level mindset. I love doing this. I love being part of your tribe. I'm so thankful that you're allowing me into your home, into your job, into your business, into your free time, into your coffee time. So with that being said, I am going to totally rock this day, and I pray that you are rocking it as well. And again, listen, take these nuggets, take what works for you and run with it. All right. So that's all I got today. I love you guys. God bless you. And we'll catch you on the next one. Peace. All righty, my friend, and thank you so much for joining in to Activate Your Next Level Mindset podcast. If you are ready to take everything in your life to the next level and catch these episodes live, then go to facebook.com/Coach Paul Ibarra so that you can engage with the rest of the community Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at 7 a.m. Mountain so that you can totally get the whole effect of this podcast. All right. And you can also visit my website, lifecoachpaul.com. And with that being said, we will catch you on the next podcast. Be blessed.